Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment. Animal health is key to your business. How do you track cattle health treatments? Stop relying on pen and paper or complicated programs. Performance Beef helps you record processing data, enter costs, and track animal health history, all in real time at the chute. The mobile app also makes it easy to log pasture and pen treatments on the go. Your health data is integrated with feed and financial information in one easy-to-use platform, accessible from your computer, smartphone, or tablet. Find Performance Beef online to request a demo.
Cattle producers at Superior Livestock's Labor Day video auction Wednesday and Thursday, September 6th and 7th. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network, Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Sunrise at 7:30, video auction at 8 a.m. both days. 62,360 head, 14,000 feeder steers, almost 11,000 feeder heifers, 17,000 wean calves, over 11,000 calves on cows. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
Well, everyone is still hoping we will see a 2023 farm bill this year. Ron Hayes had the opportunity to visit with Vice President of the National Association of Wheat Growers, Keith Felty, about the 2023 farm bill and what the wheat growers would like to see in that farm bill.
NOG's priorities, number one, is to protect our crop insurance and enhance it where we possibly can, because that really is the cornerstone of our farm safety net. And following that, we're seeking a reasonable increase in the reference price for Arkin PLC, and also in trade regards, doubling of the MAP and FMD funding.
Felty talks about why it would be beneficial to see an increase in reference price.
Depending on how you approach it, a 10% increase is roughly $1 billion at current PLC participation. And if everybody switched to PLC, it would be approximately $1.3 billion per 10 cents of reference price increase. So that is substantial. The cost of production has just gotten so high on everything, as everybody knows. You know, inflation's hit everybody and everything, and cost of inputs, cost of especially fuel and fertilizer and equipment are the main things that go into that. And it's just a relative measure of cost of production and trying to get it to more closely represent our true cost of production.
The workings so far in the 2023 Farm Bill, Felty said, are directed towards the continuation of those in the last Farm Bill and improving them where possible. To hear the complete conversation with Keith Felty, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, according to the latest Oklahoma Drought Monitor, exceptional drought remains at 0%, unchanged from the past few weeks. Extreme drought or worse, now at 1.97%, up from last week's 1.69. Severe drought or worse, now at 19.70%, up pretty high from last week's 8.28%. Moderate drought or worse, also up this week, now at 35.98%, when we saw last week at 28.14%. Abnormally dry or worse conditions have also gotten worse. Last week, they were at 50.32%. This week, at 58.27%. And then according to the 6 to 10 day outlook, the majority of the panhandle leaning below a 40 to 50% chance of rain through September the 9th. Northeast part of the state dipping down into the southeastern border stands at about a near normal chance of rain. And then the remaining parts of the state leaning below a 33 to 40% chance of rain throughout that September 9th date. You've got farm news on Ron.
Healthy living isn't about striving for perfection. It's about striving for improvement. And Shape Your Future has everything you need to get you there. Maybe that means drinking an extra glass of water every day. Or maybe it means eating simple, balanced meals your whole family actually enjoys. Find everything from free and easy workouts to healthy recipes and tips for better sleep all in one place. Get started now at ShapeYourFutureOK.com. A program of TSET.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.